At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bill. And look, I don't want to say I broke this news first, but I did on this station. I guarantee I did. Because I have an inside source with the Buccaneers, and I won't say his name. There, I give you enough information. I said Monday, Baker Mayfield will be the next Buccaneer of the Tampa Bay, or next quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was already a done deal. Just couldn't be said yet because it was an illegal tampering part. But now it's legal as of 4 o'clock today. And although he has not, you know, flown in and signed his name to the dotted line, all the details have come out. Baker Mayfield, one-year deal, looking around $8.5 million, I believe. That's off the top of the dome from me reading
it
earlier.
I thought it was $7 million with potentially $1.5 million in incentives.
Okay.
I thought, but maybe I'm wrong.
You're probably right. But yeah, Baker Mayfield.
What do you think?
Here, look, I'm gonna keep my emotions out of this.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay.
No, listen.
Yep.
I think the ceiling for Baker Mayfield is really kind of a mystery. It could be huge. It could be very high. The guy was the number one overall pick, okay? He's shown flashes of excellent quarterback play. Playing for crap teams. He played for the Browns. They're crap. He played for Carolina while they were crap. He went to the Rams for four games while they were crap. So we haven't seen him with a good team yet. Just
right.
Haven't.
Right.
And we might not see him with a good team this year. But maybe he's enough to push Kyle Trask to be better than Kyle Trask is ready to be.
Yeah, maybe. It's going to be hard for him not to start. But, right. I mean, I like that they're bringing in competition for Kyle Trask. Kyle Trask has to be going, oh, you mother, are you kidding me? Sat
yeah.
behind Tom Brady for, you know, 3 years.
And, mm-hmm.
you know, he thought he was due. But, you know, Kyle will compete. I think it's probably Baker's going to start, though. I mean, he's going to start the season. It's going to be Baker's job to lose,
dude,
I would say.
I'm telling you, though, for the price, it's hard to do better than Baker Mayfield for $7 million for a year. I mean, that's a very, very cheap quarterback.
Listen, I like it. I mean, David Carr is good.
He wears mascara. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I think he's just got beautiful eyes.
Oh, okay. He looks like an emo singer.
He does. But I wasn't, like, super amped, super hyped on Derek Carr coming
no.
here. I was like, well, he's all right.
He's fine.
Saints paid him a bunch of money. But this is a guy that the Raiders just threw away and said, just get out of here.
He wasn't happy there. And you could do that in the NFL now. If you're not happy, you could just bounce.
There was the potential of, like, Aaron Rodgers. That, obviously, that would have been a great get, but it's Bucks are an NFC team. It wasn't going
to
happen.
Too expensive, too. You're going to have to pay the guy $50 million.
Right. Aaron Rodgers said today he intends to go to the New York Jets. He's just waiting for the ink to dry on all the contracts and negotiations.
It's happening.
He's not holding it up. He's going to the Jets. Fine. There is Lamar Jackson's name thrown out there. That would have been pretty cool.
Too expensive.
Again, right. Very expensive.
And he's also made of paper mache. Sorry, but the guy gets injured a lot.
And then you got, like, you know, I'm trying to think of, like, as far as free agent quarterback, Garoppolo, I would have been like, oh, damn it. If he would have signed here in Tampa, I would have been like, right, let's go, baby.
It's fine.
Yes.
Okay.
That's your guy. Let's go.
All right.
But I wouldn't have been amped about Garoppolo.
He doesn't have a whole lot of personality. What Baker Mayfield brings, he will bring entertainment. He is an entertaining guy. You see the pictures that came out today. It's like him next to a convertible with a tiger, and he's got his shirt off. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got some swag about him.
Yeah,
he's,
I mean, that doesn't mean you can play football, though.
But at least if we suck, it'll be fun.
Well, okay. I mean, that's fair enough. But, I mean, I got to say, as far as, you know, the quarterbacks that were available, I know it was like Jacoby Brissett's name was out there. And you're like, okay.
He's fine.
He's all right. He's decent.
Yeah.
You know, but I like it. I think the upside's there. Obviously, he bombed in Carolina. He had terrible coaching in Carolina. He did pretty good in Cleveland. I mean, if you remember a few years ago, Cleveland was like, they made the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And then they were like contenders. Like, they signed Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
They had all these players come in.
He's also a fighter. The guy doesn't give up in the fourth quarter, and I want that.
He's scrappy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, listen, first-round pick, first overall pick, right?
Yes.
So, I like it. I think this is a chance for him to rebound his career, and I think if the coaching is good, now that's debatable too, what we got here in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
If something happened, you got a new offensive coordinator. Like, I think this was the best that the Bucs could do, was bringing Baker Mayfield in and then having Kyle Trask compete with him.
Well,
hopefully they can get signed like Drew Lock, bring him in here, somebody who knows Canales' offense.
Here's what I catch myself doing when I see the updates. I did it last week for a second when they moved around all these contracts to free up cap space. Mm-hmm. And I did it again today, where I looked at my phone, I looked at the tweets of the updates, you know, from Rappaport and all these guys, and Greg Allman and all these guys, and I'm just saying out loud, are they trying to win?
I think they're trying to win.
Because I kind of think they are, because the other big announcement today, and I don't know how they kept him so cheap, Lavonte David staying for one more year. You're seeing these one-year deals too.
Yeah.
So to me, it feels like, it ain't like, okay, we're going for another Super Bowl. You know, like
I think they're going for another Super Bowl.
I think they want to be competitive. I think they want to.
I think that they are trying to win as many games as they can.
Yeah.
And I think the first mission is to win the NFC South.
Dude.
Now, you got Carolina with the first overall pick.
Lots of moves today.
You got Carolina. So, Carolina's going to have a rookie quarterback that's going to start. You got Derek Carr in New Orleans, which is, you know, again, I think he's decent. I think he's on the top echelon of quarterbacks in the league. But he's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Allen.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is back. Now through September 3rd, score up to 70% off everything home. Plus, end summer with can't-miss surprise flash deals. Because at Wayfair, new season means new savings. Like up to 70% off rugs, up to 50% off bedroom furniture, up to 60% off kitchen essentials, and up to 50% off dining furniture. All with fast shipping right to your doorstep. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 3rd for up to 70% off.
Wayfair, every style, every home.